Hi, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today's episode, I want to talk about why you should stop deciding that good things don't happen to someone like you or people like you. Because this really comes down to self-belief and self-concept. If you always believe that somebody like you, however you see yourself, won't have good things happen to them, then good things will never happen to you, even when good things happen to you, which is so sad if you really think about it, because you're putting yourself in a position where you are denying yourself good opportunities or good situations. You're rejecting them, even if they do happen, even if they do enter your life, because you're not seeing them as good, because you've already decided that you don't get good things. So when a good thing happens, it's not for you, or it's not good, it must be bad. How sad to not be able to actually experience the good that you truly want simply because you don't believe that they happen to you. Now, obviously, this comes down to self-worth and also the stories and narratives you've been told to think about yourself in childhood. I'm sure, you know, there's nuance to this. Everyone will have experienced this differently. But from my own experience, in my upbringing, it was very much rooted in this belief that only bad things happen to you. So you should always be on guard, right? Always be ready, always be, you know, watchful, make sure that you're not being watched or have like the evil eye put on you, because bad luck is just around the corner. Bad things are always just waiting for you. And it creates a sense of hypervigilance about the way you're navigating life, right? To feel like you're always on guard or waiting for that bad thing to happen. It didn't mean that good things didn't happen, but every good thing was laced with fear and anxiety. You're either waiting for it to disappear, to leave, to lose it, or you're waiting for someone to see you have it and be envious and, you know, wish you bad luck or judge you or whatever. Or it's something that you have that, yeah, it's not sustainable, so it doesn't matter. So you might as well not enjoy it. Don't get too comfortable with it. Or if it's something good, you can't afford it. Not even just financially, but like you just can't afford it because you were somebody who can't afford something good. Again, not financially. It could be emotionally, psychologically. You just can't afford to have good things in your life. Again, which is so sad. So a lot of my deconstruction of this has been to allow good things to happen, but to see good things as being possible of happening. This does not mean that bad things don't happen or won't happen. It's part of life, right? Things will happen that are bad, that are painful, that hurt, that you cannot control. Some people are more likely to have bad things happen because of their circumstances and their access in this world of things, financially, socially, whatever. But this doesn't mean that good doesn't also happen. And so if you're only focusing on the bad, when bad does happen, because it will happen, bad is also unavoidable, of course. When bad happens, but then good happens, you're focusing on the bad. You're really indulging in the bad. It feels bad. Yes, bad things happened to me. This is what I knew this was going to happen. Whatever other narratives. But when something good happens, you're not indulging in that side of the coin, right? You're not leaning into that of, oh, finally something good's happened. Of course something good would happen. I deserve this. I worked hard for it. Whatever. You're not doing that. You're only focusing on the bad. So even the good things that come up are going to feel bad. So now basically you've just decided that only bad things happen to you. That you are somebody who only has bad things happen to you. This is, I think, really created a lot of anxiety within myself. It's, I think, what the foundation of my anxiety is, always thinking that I'm so special that I'm the one who's gonna have all the bad things happen to me, which obviously is not logical. It doesn't make sense, but it is a protective mechanism, right? I think all of us who struggle with anxiety, we have different reasons for it, of course, but there's a protective element to that anxiety. There's something it's trying to save us from, keep us safe from. And in this context, it's of bad things happening. And obviously the worst case scenario is dying, right? Losing your life. And of course, it feels so true in the moment because you're trying to protect yourself. And also because you haven't practiced enjoying good things or seeing good things as also being a safety mechanism for you. Enjoying good things is also as protective as understanding and experiencing the bad things and being ready for them, right? Being able to handle bad things. So you're preemptively preparing for it. Experiencing good is also good for you. We don't see it that way, right? Because it kind of feels indulgent. If you, again, were raised in an environment where doing good things or having good things happen to you or indulging, whatever, it feels wrong. bad, you shouldn't do that. You should only, you know, good things aren't something that you should overdo in your life, whether it's, you know, eating delicious food or sex or anything else that feels good, right? That is just pleasure based. You shouldn't do that. So you're taught not to do it. You're taught not to indulge in it. When in reality, a lot of the things are also good for you because they pleasure is part of life and it should be part of life. And it's okay to enjoy pleasure. Not at the sake of everything, right? You don't want to seek only pleasure, because a lot of the good things in life also require discipline, a bit of struggle, of course, a bit of hardship. Yes, that's part of life too. Not all good things are easy and only fun, but pleasure is part of life. You should allow yourself to experience pleasure. It's important for you. It's healthy for you and it's protective for you, right? To let yourself recognize when good things happen so that you can fill up that cup again, right? Because if you're always waiting and expecting bad things to happen to you, your cup is always empty, right? Like you're always operating on overdrive. You're always hypervigilant. I recognize this in myself. I'm exhausted. I'm overworked. I'm tired. You're always defensive. You feel it in your body even, right? You get into a protective stance where your shoulders are slumped over, protecting your chest, because you're always waiting for something bad, because bad things happen to people like you in this narrative. So by not allowing yourself to indulge in the good things that also happen, but you might not be seeing them as such, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to just relax, to fill up that cup, to feel a little bit more okay, which will allow you then to continue forward in your life with whatever you're trying to do. Even if that just means being okay, right? Enjoying your life, finding purpose in it, being there for the people in your life, for your partner, your kids, whatever. This is why it's important to let yourself believe that you deserve good things, or good things will happen to you, that you are somebody who can have good things happen to them. It's not, you know, selfish or self-centered to think this way. It's healthy for you. And I think this is what's really transformed my approach to my mental health, my personal growth. I really approach from a more, I try to, but it's not always necessary to approach it from a more logical perspective, but that's what's helped me. Obviously, we have emotions too, so it's not just about logic, but the way I approach it has helped me a lot is, what is healthy for me here? What is healthy? And healthy sometimes can be conflated with discomfort or things that aren't good, right? Like healthy food is sometimes not delicious and it's just for sustenance or nutrition. But healthy can and is sometimes just good, feeling good, indulging in pleasure. That is also healthy for you. So it's important to understand what it means to you, what your relationship with health is, physically, emotionally, psychologically. What does it mean for something to be healthy for you? So for me, as I've had to work through this belief, this decision that good things don't happen to someone like me, is that a healthy belief to have? If I really sit down and think about it, is it healthy to believe that about myself? Believing that about myself, what is that going to lead me to? Yeah, it'll protect me from the pain of bad things that happen, sure. But what is it actually going to prevent me from being able to do? A lot of stuff that I want to do, right? A lot of things that I want to attempt in my life that are going to require me to believe that a good thing could happen, even if it doesn't, because sometimes good things won't happen. You know, you can't control all of that. You can't predict it. And that's okay. It's not about the outcome. It's about the belief of you just simply being worthy of it, not earning it, not thinking that you're somehow better than others, but that you, as well as everyone, is worthy of good things. That is healthy. So now I have to really check in with myself in moments when I'm, you know, ruminating on this topic or believing that if I take this chance or if I do this thing or take this step in this direction, that good thing's not going to happen to me. Because like, who am I? Who am I to have something good happen to me? I have to check in with myself again and say, okay, Kat, is it healthy to think this way? Is this the healthiest thing for me right now based on what I'm trying to do? It might be protective and that is healthy for you, sure. But what about the things that you're sacrificing to maintain this belief that only bad things happen to someone like me? There's a sacrifice to that too. So what am I sacrificing? Okay, I'm sacrificing self-trust. I'm sacrificing self-worth. I'm sacrificing confidence or courage to do things that are scary and uncertain. But I have the belief deep down that maybe something good could happen because I am also worthy of good things. That's what I'm sacrificing. Is that healthy? And it's not. And so that's what helps me kind of ground myself when I'm noticing that I feel this way about things. Because what a shame to not allow yourself to experience good or to even believe that you could experience good. It's really sad and it's not kind to you. And that's another thing I have to check in with myself on. am I being kind to myself? And this is an act of unkindness towards me to believe this about myself. So I have to change that perspective. If I'm going to be kind to myself, if I am somebody who is kind to themselves and who tries their best to be healthy and do healthy things, of course, you're not perfect. Nobody is. You can't be healthy 100% of the time. It's not about shaming yourself for moments when you slip into those old patterns and behaviors. Of course not. But if I want to be somebody who is kind to myself and attempts to be generally healthy, what would I be thinking about myself? Is this kind to myself to think this way? Is this healthy? If not, then why am I doing it? Because it's not going to make me the kind of person I want to be. So, you know, if I want to be this kind of person, I gotta act like it, you know? I gotta be about it. I can't just say it and then not follow through. And that means sometimes not just doing things that are uncomfortable, painful, that have struggle and suffering to them and sacrifice, but also doing things that are pleasurable and enjoyable. That's, both sides exist, right? It's important to do both of them. So it's important that you start deciding that you have good things happen to you, that good things can happen to you, that they do happen to you, not all the time, not 100% of the time, but even in small ways, even in pockets of your life, something good could happen, to really indulge in those moments. Let yourself really be in them, sink into them. Let yourself feel what it feels like to be in them, to understand that feeling, so that when they do happen, it's not foreign, it's not scary. You can enjoy it and you can fill your cup up again and feel a little bit more relaxed, so that when bad things happen, because they also do, you can be ready in a different kind of way. Not in a protective way, a hypervigilant way, but in a way where you are replenished. And I feel like that is a better way to approach this, right? To approach this self-protection that you're trying to maintain through anxiety and fear. Just having your resources replenished through allowing yourself to indulge in good things and believe that you can have good things to indulge in. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it was informative. I hope it gave you a different perspective. If you want to talk with me about these in more detail, feel free to book a one-to-one call over my website. I also write a lot over on my Substack, so feel free to read some of these essays on there. And also follow me on Instagram and TikTok for my short-form content. Other than that, thank you for being here, and I'll be back again soon with another episode.